ברשות מוריי ורבותיי ובפרמישון אוף השם, we are today in פרשה ויצא. There is here a lot of things in this parasha that need to be understanding. And first, I was just wondering from where we have this excitement to love Torah. Like you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You're exciting. I heard people are exciting on business. When they want to do a business, they're exciting to do a business. But exciting for Torah, I never heard somebody that is exciting for a Torah. Only big tzaddikim. They're big tzaddikim. They're exciting to hurry up, to go to shul, to go to the synagogue, to go to Bita Midrash, to study Torah. But in our generation, in New York, that somebody would tell me at 5 o'clock is exciting for the shiur, that be'emet, honest, I never heard. Maybe this is the first time that I hear such a thing. So be'emet, you must be a lot of, you must have a lot of hashpah, you know, influence from Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, that Yaakov Abinu Alav Shalom, all his life was excited. All the life of Yaakov, he was excited to understand Torah, to learn Torah. And we see about Yaakov Abinu, something that's incredible. It said in the Torah, Vaisa Yaakov et Raglav. After that Yaakov Abinu, he had the dream with Hashem, that Hashem he promised him to give him, to protect him, to give him what he need. And he had a dream that the place where he was sleeping, which was a holy place, Hashem told him as well that all his enemies during all the generation, till Mashiach will come, they will be eliminated. So Yaakov was excited. He said, Manora ha-makom hazeh. Ein zik im beit Elokim v'zeh shaar ha-shamayim. Yaakov when he said this place, it's a beautiful place. This place is the holiest place that there is no place holy like this place. Yaakov said, well, Hashem, accomplish all what you promised me. And then Yaakov Abinu Alav Hashem, he wanted to go. The Torah said, Vaisa Yaakov et Raglav. Yaakov, he left, you know, he picked up his leg and he went. The question is, what the meaning of he picked up his legs and he went? He left them. I mean, when somebody is sitting and he wants to go, he stand up and go. So the Torah should say, Vayakom Yaakov Aragla Vayelech. And he stand up and he went. I mean, we never heard such a language. Vaisa, pick up your feet and go. I mean, it's not a language. We never heard such a thing. Vaisa Yaakov et Raglav. Bemet, it's something that we, even in normal, when two people talk, the way they are sitting, you don't say to the other one, pick up your leg and go. No, let's go. Or let's stand and go. What do you pick up? Pick up your leg. Yaakov picked up his legs and he went. It's something that we don't understand. And I was thinking that this is, I'm going to play on the words. Raglav is from the word like regalim. Regalim, it's shalosh pe'amim bashana. It's 3 times in the year. You have to go to Yerushalayim. Regalim. Regalim, that means why regalim is the hag. There is 3 times in the year that you have to go to Yerushalayim. Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Shalosh pe'amim bashana, ira'eku zerechet pnei Hashem Elokecha. 3 times a year you have to go. And we call them Shlusha Regalim, three holidays. But holidays, we use the word Regalim. Regalim is the holiday. But why we call them Regalim? Because you walk with your feet. At the time, people used to walk with their feet. Used to walk. Regalim, you have to walk, you have to go with your feet. And then when you arrive to Yerushalayim, you have to use your. It was a mountain, you have to walk with your feet. That's why we said שלושה פעמים בשנה the free regalim. But here there is something incredible that it is a big secret here. Yaakov Avinu alav shalom, he had a halom, he had a dream that the place where he's sleeping, it's there where it's going to be the Bnei Mikdash. It's there where the people from all over the world, they will pray. They will pray there. And from there, all the tefillot, they will go to the Shamayim. It's from the Kodesh HaKodeshim, where there is the Kotel Ma'aravi, where there is the Beit HaMikdash, where there is Har HaBayit, Har HaMoriah. All the tefillot from all over the world, they pass through that place. So Yaakov Abinu Alav HaShalom, when he had a dream, he was there. It was hard for him to go from there. V'yisa Yaakov et raglav, raglav from the word regalim, the hag. He started to think, in this place, my children to come from all over the world, they will come to this place. And this place, once they are here, well, how can they go there? How can they go somewhere else? I mean, here we have a big lesson. You know, people, at the time when we had the Beit HaMikdash, people from all over the world used to come to Beit HaMikdash to pray, to do sacrifice, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Goyim used to bring their sacrifice there. This place, Asher Bahar Bo Hashem, there is millions of places in the world. And this place is the only place that Hashem he chose for himself to build his Beit HaMikdash. And this place, Hashem said, from all over the world, you have to come to this place. Just now imagine Bahar. Bahar is choose. This is the Pasuk. The Pasuk, he said, Asher Bahar Hashem. Hashem choose that place. If you take the same word of Bahar, Bahar, it's Haver, it's a friend. Bahar, it's the same word of Hibur, connection. Bahar is the same word of Rehov, the street. Bahar is the same word of Herev, the sword. That means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said to the Bnei Israel, to have connection with me, only in this place, through this place, to kill the Tzahara with the Herev, only in this place. If you have to choose between the street or this place, only in this place, the street, you will learn nothing from the street. Only when you come to this place, you will find your way. You see, the word Hashem used, the word Bahar, Asher Bahar, Hashem choose. But the word Bahar, you can take the same word of Bahar, and you can find a lot of words, Hibur, Haver, friend, Hibur, connection, Herev, sword, like the Herev, Rehov, the street. I mean, can you imagine the secret of this place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for the Bnei Israel? Hashem said to the Bnei Israel, only from this place you can be mitali, you can lift yourself up, you can reach a very high level. That's why, up to now, wherever you are, all the tefillot that we do, we think that our tefillot will go through the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The Kodesh HaKodeshim is the place where Yaakov Avinu Alav HaShalom, he was sleeping. And that place where Yaakov Avinu was sleeping, it's there. Man nora ha-makom hazeh, en zeh ki'im bet Elokim, v'zeh sha'ar ha-shamayim, Yaakov said. This is the house of Hashem, and from here, all the tefillot they go through to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So can you imagine, Yaakov Avinu Alav HaShalom, when he had to leave that place, he wanted to show us an example. He wanted to be an example for the Jews. He wanted to tell us, look, the Beit HaMidrash is not yet built. And this place, I cannot leave this place. V'yisa Yaakov et raglav. Yaakov Avinu Alav HaShalom, he wanted to leave for other generations to come. You will come to this place 3 times a year. Shalosh regalim b'shana. And Yaakov Avinu Alav HaShalom, He wanted to show us how it was hard for him to leave that place. I mean, please listen to this. People, that way I am proud of you. The first question I told you, how are you? You woke up early this morning. What you told me? I'm excited for this shiur. I mean, to be excited for the shiur at 5 o'clock, I never heard. But what you just told me now, that's what Yaakov Avinu wanted to show us. That once that we are in the Beit HaMikdash, or in the Beit HaMidrash, once that we are sitting learning Torah, we are so much excited that when the time comes that we have to leave, it's impossible to leave. It's so impossible to leave, so the only way to leave that is like somebody wants to push you. Let's go. You have to go. Left you. Pick up your leg and go. Yaakov Abinu Alav Hashalom, he had to pick up his legs and go. Because it was very hard for him to leave that place. That place that his descendant will come to that place 3 times a year. And they know, he knows, Yaakov, that they will come 3 times a year and then they have to go. And Yaakov Abinu wants to show us that when they have to go, they should not go just go because they have to go. It's like they have to feel pushing, like somebody has to push them. Well, I have to go home. But you have to feel it's hard for me to leave. It's like, just imagine, if you don't eat, if I don't eat, give you to eat. I mean, if you are hungry, you did not eat for a few days. You are starving, and I give you food, the best food in the world. And at the same time, the telephone rang. What would you do? It will be very hard for you to answer the telephone because you are hungry. Just imagine somebody who is expected to do Avera. And now he's the Avera. He's the time that he wants to do the Avera. And suddenly, the telephone rang. It's going to be very hard for him to answer the telephone because he's so excited to do Avera. Lehavdil. So this is the learning from this Torah. The learning from the Torah, when you are excited to do a mitzvah, the way you are excited, when you do a mitzvah, you should feel excitement. You should feel that it's impossible for you not to do this mitzvah. And then when you finish the mitzvah, you should feel more excitement because you finished. You have to show that it's hard for you to finish the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. What it is a mitzvah? The mitzvah when you feel sorry, when you feel pain, when you don't feel well, off, the mitzvah is finished. And it's very hard for you that the mitzvah is over. You understand? This is Vayisa Yaakov et Raglav. Yaakov Abinu wants to teach us. I mean, it's a lesson here. Now he has another mitzvah to do. What the mitzvah that he has to do? Periya Verivya. He has to go to get married. He has to find his Besher. He doesn't know them. He knows that he's going to go to a place whether it's the Reshaim, Lavan, or the city of Lavan, it's Haran. Haran is bad people, Reshaim. And now here you are, Yaakov, sitting in a beautiful place, in a place of Kodesh HaKodashim, in a place of Beit HaMikdash, in a place where there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just imagine how hard for Yaakov to leave that place. You understand? He showed you, the Torah wants to show you. It's not Yaakov now. He's excited to go to get married. Wow. Imagine if I tell somebody that is not married, and he comes to my house, and I tell him, well, when you leave my house, you will find your Besher. Would you stay in my house 1 minute more? Just imagine somebody that is an old man, that is not married. He comes for a bracha. He tells me, give me a bracha to get married. And I tell him, as soon you walk out from my house, go to that place, you will find your Besher, you will be a millionaire. Would he stay more in my house? No. He is excited already to be married, to find his Besher, and to be rich. But here we see the contrary of Yaakov Abinu. Yaakov Abinu, even though that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him so much promises, Yaakov he didn't want to leave. He wanted to stay there. He wanted to remain in that place. It was very hard for him. Because in that place, he saw that in that place is going to be the Beit HaMikdash. In that place, people will come all over the world to that place. So if Jacob will run away from that place, so people who will come, his descendant, that they will come few generations after him to that place, they will be in a hurry to go back home. So Jacob, he wanted to teach them, no, this is the main place. This is Beit Elohim, this is Beit Hashem. This is should be your house. This is your house. Here is your place. From here you will get all the Shefa for wherever you go. You should not feel that you run away from this place when you go back home. That's why Yaakov Avinu, as symbolic, it said, by Sai Yaakov Vedot Raglav. Yaakov, he lift up his feet, he pick up his feet and go. Raglav is from the word Regalim, the Hag, the Mo'ed, the holidays, the holy holidays, that Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, that they call them Regalim. Yaakov, he wanted to show to mention to you, I know you're gonna leave your house to come to this place, but come happy. Come happy, not because you leave your house. Don't be afraid, maybe people, thief, Ganovim, will come to steal your money from you. Come happy. And when the Chag is finished, don't be hurry. Don't be excited to go back home. Do like me, because you will never find a holy place like this place. This is something incredible that we learn from Yaakov Avinu. You understand that? It's something incredible. By Sai Yaakov Etraglav. It's something incredible. And now, I was there just to tell you something. Now, if you take the word Vaisa, how do you write Vaisa? Vav, Yud, Shin, Aleph. Yes? Now, if we split this word in two, what we will find? Vav Yud, yes? And the Shin Aleph, yes? So, if we do Vav Yud, it's Gematria 16, yes? With the Kolel, it's 17. If with the Kolel, it's 17. 17, it's Tov. What it is Tov, ve'en Tov ve'la Torah. The Torah, we call it Tov. We have left Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph is the same word of Esh. Esh HaTorah. Vayisa Yaakov et Raglav. Yaakov Abinu Alav HaShalom, he was so excited because the Gemara said, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishinato. Yaakov, he woke up from his sleeping. The Gemara said, it's not Mishinato, Mimishnato. Yaakov, he woke up from his learning. Because Yaakov never sleeps. That means Yaakov Abinu Alav HaShalom, Vayitze Yaakov. Yaakov Abinu Alav HaShalom, now that he's going to go to Haran, to Lavan, to a place of Tum'ah, it was very hard for him to leave this holy place where he had his dream. He's going to go now to a place where there is the Rasha'im. He needs equipment. He needs a big army to fight this Rish'ot. So he took with him all the army of the Torah, Vayitze, Vayisa. He took with him like a horse. You put stuff on top of the horse, on top of the hammer. So you see, Vayisa, Yaakov Abinu Alav HaShalom, he feels that he's protected. All the Torah is with him. You understand? Everything is with him. That was his feeling. His feeling now, I'm not afraid from nothing. He used that kohot, this shefa, this hashpa'a, that he got from that place where he passed the night, where he was there. Now he's going to take with him all this with him. You see, to fight New York, to fight Paris, only in the Beit HaMidrash. When you go to the Beit HaMidrash, you warm yourself with the ash of the Torah. You warm yourself with the ash of the Tefillah. You go out, you are mukaf, you are protected from the or of the Torah, for the or, because in the shul, you are connected direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the 10 Sefirot. When you go home, when there is home, when you go the street, because the street you have the Rehov. So in your hand, you have the Herev. you have this word that you took from the Beit HaMidrash, where you were Hibur, you had the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Akra, it's fabulous, what I'm telling you. Only from the Beit HaMidrash, you get the Hibur, the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get the Havruta. You're not the only one who's going to go home, out. You have a Havruta, you have a partner, you have somebody with you. It's the Torah, it's Hashem. And then you can fight the street. No way. Don't worry. That's what happened with Yaakov. Vayisai Yaakov et raglav. All the Kedusha that you can get from the Eretz HaKodesh, from the Beit HaMikdash, when you go there, when you go home after, you take this with you. You understand? And as you know, the Beit HaMikdash is the Beit HaMidrash. The same explanation that I explained for the Beit HaMikdash, all the good things, the Kedusha that you get in the Beit HaMikdash, is the same when you go to the Beit HaMidrash. You get all this Kedusha, all this Hibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. All Beit HaMikdash or Beit HaMidrash. So this is the learning that Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, he wanted to teach us. That, don't worry, if you want to fight the streets of New York, the streets of Paris, the streets of anywhere else in the world, where there is too much klipa, where there is too much shuma, only when you have Vaisa. If you lift up on your shoulder the Torah Kedusha, the Esh HaTorah, the fire from the Torah Kedusha, the Itlahavu, the excitement. You know what is excited? You know what is excited? When you are excited, it's Esh. Esh, fire. This is excited. I'm waiting. Esh. That was Yaakov Avinu. That is the learning from Yaakov Avinu. Now, I would like just to tell you that just one thing we have to know. The Pasuk said that Yaakov, Yitzhak Avinu Alav HaShalom, he prayed to Hashem in front of his wife. As you know, that Yaakov, Yitzhak and Rivka, they were the mazal. They were a good mazal. But you must know something. That Yitzhak Avinu Alav HaShalom, after the Akedah, they took him to the Shamayim. They took him to the Shamayim because to be well there. And he stayed in the Shamayim few years in the Shamayim. And then he came back. When he came back, he meets Rivka Imenu. One thing you have to know, that a boy, when he's born, you do the Brit Milah after 8 days. The Shamayim, it's Mima'al HaTeva. The Shamayim is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is number 8. There is no Mispar in the Shamayim. One thing you have to know, that all the Shefa, it came from the Shamayim. Now we understand why the Mazal is named, as I said, in the book of Likutei HaTorah, Likutei HaTorah of Arizal HaKadosh Parashat Toldot, there Arizal HaKadosh said that we compare the Mazal to Nozel, to the Zekan Aharon, because the Shemen or the Zekan Aharon, that is Nozel. What it is Nozel? Nozel, it's flow. Flow for up, down. So now you understand, the beard, the Zakan, we call the Zakan Dikna Dikdusha. Dikna. Zakan, we call it the holy beard. Do you know one thing? That all the beard, they are like tsinorot, like pipes, from where there is the Shefa who came from the Shamayim. Don't forget that the Zakan, the beard, you have there the Shlosh Esri Midot. Understand? When you do the Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah, if you read the Zohar about the Tashlich, all the Tashlich he talk about the beard. Do you know that? So all the Tashlich that we do on Rosh Hashanah is through the Shlosh Esri Midot. And the Shlosh Esri Midot, Hashem, Hashem, El Rahum V'Hanun, etc., etc., etc. And we know one thing, that it's incredible. Only on Rosh Hashanah, when we do Tashlich, הוא עידוד לשלוש עשרה מידות, וזו הקדוש שיקספיר אקזקטלי איץ' מידה ומידה for which place, because the beard, you have the beard, you have all kind of places of the beard. So yeah, if you see the Zohar or the Tashlich, you will see that each place in the beard, each place where it's located, the beard, it's a midah there, it's anchor, and we need that on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah we need shefa. We need that the shefa will flow from the Shamayim, will flow on abundance through the zakan. That's why we're not allowed to use the knife. That's why we are not allowed to use the knife when we cut the beard. Because when you use the knife to cut the beard, you cut the shefa. Understand? You cut and you stop the shefa. We are not allowed. You have to be very careful. We're not allowed. That's why when you cut your beard, you have to be careful not to be oker the shoresh. Not to, because with the knife you take the shoresh, you take the shoresh of the beard. You understand? And we're not allowed. That's why to use razor or not use at all, or use scissors, the scissors. So now you understand that Yaakov, now we understand why the mazalot it's 13 and 8. Because 13 and 8 is Gematria 21. And 21 is the name of Eki. That means we need that the name of Eki, we need Ehye Ashe Ehye. This name that is one of the biggest name of the world. This name of Eki, we need it to that the shefa of this name, that because it's one of the holiest name of all names of Hashem is the name of Eki. It's like one day I explained to you that the name of Eki, the name of Hashem Eki, is the main name, is the main name before all kind of names, the name of Eki. So now we understand that we need the shefa to flow from the Shamayim to earth. So now we need number eight, it's Olam Haba. And the shefa of the Mazal will come from Olam Haba, will flow through the 13, midot that you have in the Zakan. So then, it's fabulous, I'm going to tell you. When it's floated, so that you have altogether 21. You have the shefa of the name Eki that is giving the mazal. It's floated altogether. Now, this is the reason why Arizal use the idea of the mazalot. Now, why they are 8 and 13 midot rahamim, the kind mazalot, because we need and the others they don't call the mazal, because first we need the mazal to start to come from the Olam Haba. Olam Haba is number 8, and to go where? Through the 13 midot that you have in the zakan. That way, Arizal HaKadosh, he used Zekan Aharon from Nozel. Why Nozel is floated? And we need to be floated in abundance, not just floated and stop in the middle. Has v'shalom. Or after that, the shefa will go up. If they will go up, we will miss it. No, we want it to be floated the shefa. That the shefa will be floated through the mazalot. B'shefa, ehye asher ehye. I mean, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, with shefa. The shefa, it comes from the Shamayim, number 8, through the Zakan. Zakan Aharon, floated through the Zakan Aharon, that they are, the Zakan Aharon, you have 13 midot. That's why Arizal HaKadosh use the word Zakan Aharon. That's why he use it. Zakan Aharon. Aharon is the Am Israel. This is incredible. This is incredible. You understand? And now we understand that Yater is it's Hakavino. I don't want to go a lot into details. Now we understand that that is Hakavino Alav Hashalom. He wanted to bring the Shefa from up from the Shamayim to have children. Yater is Hakavino Chachishto. He wanted to bring the Shefa, children, from the Shamayim. And don't forget, Eitz is a child. After the Brit Milah, we do a child, we do the Brit Milah to a child after 8 days. So Yitzhak Avinu, he knew he's going to have children. So he wanted a holy boy. So he had to pray well to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this boy will come, B'Shefa, will come from the Shamayim. That is number 8, and that he will do, that he will have a Brit Milah. So that now we understand why the midot of Mazalot, they are 13, they are 8, so that you can have the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Iki, that he will come, the Shefa from that name will fill up everything, will flow the Shefa from the Shamayim through the 13 midot. Now I understand something. What we understand is how much a man he should pray well to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Be'ezat Hashem, when he pray well to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will have the zechut that the Shefa will come from the Shamayim and will be flooded with Rahamim. Now we understand, you know, Ha'olam, this word, Ha'olam, Hevel Havalim, this word is nothing. It's like ear, Hevel, it's nothing, this Ha'olam. Hevel Havalim. You know, you have a beautiful word. What a fabulous word. You have Ha'olam, fantastic. But you should know one thing. It's fabulous, fantastic, if you know how to use it. But if you only use it for your own purpose, it's Hevel Havalim. It's nothing. Because when you die, you leave everything here. It's nothing. Because we never saw somebody who loved glories. If when he died, he would take glory with him. We never saw somebody who is running for money that he would take money with him. Everything remain here. Hevel Havalim Hakol Havel. It's like air. It's like... It's like heaven. You know what it is, heaven? Can you touch heaven? When you breathe, what come out from your mouth? How do you call heaven in English? It's ear. This ear that when you talk, this ear. Can you touch it? No. So all what you have here is nothing. When a man die, he doesn't touch it. It's nothing. Whatever you touch, you can disappear. It's Hevel. Hevel Havalim. There is nothing you can have in your hand all your life. Even if you have $1 billion in your hand, when you sleep, you don't feel it. I mean, when you sleep, your mind is not in the million. Your hand automatically are opened. And anybody can take it from you. So everything is Hevel. Hevel Havalim. Even you are heaven. Even me, I am heaven. I'm not. We are only one ear. Ear. And ear, you can touch it. So that's why the Zohar Kadosh said that the Olam is standing on heaven. It's nothing. But only when you use it for bad purpose. But when you use it for good purpose, it's fabulous. That's why Shlomo HaMelech said, Sheker Hen VeHevel Hayofi. When a woman, she's beautiful. Think one thing. Okay, she's pretty. She's beautiful. When she die, will she be beautiful? Well, it's Hevel. Sheker Hachel Hevel Hayofi. But what is the best? Yishai at Hashem it halal. A woman that she has fear of Hashem. A woman who has Yirat Shamayim. It halal. That's something that you can take with you. Torah mitzvot. That you can take with you. And this is, that's why the Torah said Vaisa Yaakov et Raglav. All this introduction I told you before, only because to explain to you. Yaakov, he wants to show you. Even that Yaakov was very rich. Very, 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 very rich. Yaakov Avinu. His father was a millionaire. When he woke up, when he left his home, he took a lot of money with him. But he was attacked by Eliphaz. You know the story. And he gave to Eliphaz all the money that he had. So he went to Haran as a poor man. The question is, why Yaakov Avinu, he did not go back, who sent somebody to Rivka to give him money? Why he had to go to Haran as a poor man? Why? Yaakov Avinu, Alav Hashem, for himself, he said, well, would I take money with me? No. So, I have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hevel Havalim, it's nothing. If Hashem wants to give me something, I don't need to have money to have what Hashem wants to give me. You see, we do our mazal. We do our mazal. How do we do our mazal? It's the shefa. When you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu well, you bring the shefa. You bring the mazal from the Shamayim with Rahamim. Because don't forget, you should always pray to Hashem to give you money, health, with midat rahamim. Because if Hashem give you money and all what you need with midat hadin, you lose it after. But when He give it with midat rahamim, it remains on you. Always we say to Hashem, please Hashem, give us a little, but with rahamim, not with midat hadin. We pray to Hashem, please, because when Hashem give you a little bit, with midat rahamim, there is bracha. You understand? But if Hashem give you $1 billion with midat hadin, duty through you, he threw at your face $1 million or $1 billion, there is no bracha in that money. You will lose it. You know why always we heard people, they earn a little bit of money and they feel bracha in that little bit of money. You know why? Because there is bracha. Even that it's little, they feel there is mazal in that money. It comes to them b'shefa. But there is a lot of people who are billionaires, they are not satisfied. Always they complain, they are not happy because they have no bracha in their money. Look what Yaakov Avinu said to Hashem. Please Hashem, do me a favor. Give me just a piece of bread to eat. Not millions. You promised me millions. You promised me a lot of... Please Hashem, I want little, but with bracha, with blessing. Give me lechem le'echol ve'begid le'elbosh. Just what to put on my body. Some clothes. And a piece of bread. That's what I want. And I will be satisfied. But give me that small. Only with bracha. With good face. With rahamim. Don't give me billions with midat hadin. I don't need that. You understand? It's fabulous. You see, the mazal. That's what we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be connected to Iki. Okay, direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shefa, from Hashem. Everything should come to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from other people. I don't want to be relied on people to give me tzedakah. I want everything to come from you, b'shefa, flooded through my beard, through my, with midat rahamim. And this is very, but all this, don't forget that, you can reach this level. If you feel that this word is Hevel Havalim. The word was created in 7 days. Six, seven. That's why there is seven Mazalot. That's why there is, excuse me, seven Havalim. Even Shabbat is Hevel if you don't use it, Bigdusha. But when you use every day Bigdusha, so it's a holy Hevel. It's like Hevel Shetinukot Shebet Rabban. It's like when the ear, when a baby, when he studied Torah, a baby, the ear that it comes from his mouth, it's holy. So when we use each day with Bikidusha, so it's not a hevel, it's not a ear, just an ear of rubbish. No, it's a hevel that is kadosh. Sheker Hachen v'hevel ha'yufi. The best yufi is the Torah. When you study Torah, this is the best you feel. Wow, it's fabulous. But just if you see the beauty of a woman, the beauty of a car, it's beautiful car. It's heaven, this car, it may crash, there is no car. This woman, she will die. She's not pretty anymore. Her face will not be a good face. That's it. That's it. Finished. So now we understand all this. Now we understand how much we have to give Torah. We have to study Torah well, to love Torah like the baby. With the baby, when you give him, when you give a baby, when his mother feed him, the milk that he drink, he feel in this milk all taste of the world. Just if you give the best steak of the world to a baby, would he eat it? But it's the best steak. But give him a little bit of milk, would he eat it? Why? Because he find in the milk all the best taste. So we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when we study Torah, we will find the Torah the best test, the Yufi of the Torah. That way we compare the halab, the milk, to Haman. Now, do you know which Haman you meant? You know what it is? The man, the Jews, they eat the man for 40 years, yes? And they tested in the man everything. Like the baby. The baby tastes in the man everything. And the Gemara said that Hashem gives the man only to those who study Torah. That means in the Torah, you should find all kind of tests. But to achieve this, you must find that this world is air. It's heaven, Avalim. It's nothing. Use each day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Shabbat. Each day, use it for a good purpose, for a good heaven, not a bad heaven. And then, Be'et Hashem, you will, Be'et Hashem, arrive that you will be connected directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you will feel that everything will be floated, b'shefa, will be that rahamim from the Shamayim to you. And I wish you Baruch HaBetzlacha, and God bless you.